November 11th, 2015, Mary, Refuge of Holy Love, says, Praise be to Jesus. Every sort of problem has befallen your nation due to lack of leadership, poor leadership, and immoral choices. I implore Christians to pray that hearts begin to discern good versus evil in their choices of leaders and in what they are following. You, as Christians, must be steadfast in your loyalty to God's commandments and expect that of your leaders as well. Anything less is evil and Satan's compromise. You can see how Satan has provoked the legal system into making decisions affecting morality. His next step is to promote political candidates who are even more morally degenerate than those already in office. In short, Satan is promoting a moral collapse of this once great nation based upon man's inability to recognize evil. My children must be the ones to draw attention to these errors. Silence only encourages more bad choices and opens the door to more evil. Your strength is in recognizing Satan's handiwork and opposing it. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world leaders of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, Refuge of Holy Love.